Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Vicki Oliver is here, too. Vicki is one of the top career experts on the planet, probably in the galaxy. She's the author of all the books that are on that are about 301 Smart Answers to Tough Interview Questions, Bad Bosses, Bad Coworkers, and Other Office Idiots. I love that one. And their new book, Look Like a Millionaire. I can't wait for you to see this book, folks. It's an amazing book. Lots and lots of color pictures, which always helps me get through. Vicki Oliver, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I really, really appreciate it.
You back. Vicki's a longtime Brain Trust member. So, Vicki, you wrote up recently about slip-ups, things that people do in interviews that are kind of dumb.
Yeah, I mean, they're giveaways. I think if you're on the other side of the table and somebody comes in late, let's say you have a candidate and the person shows up, maybe it's just 2 minutes, 5 minutes late.
Right.
I think that is a red flag.
It's a tell, isn't it?
I think you know, it says a lot. First of all, it's a really important meeting, you know, and the candidate has decided to show up late, and that means, you know, they don't really respect that it's an important meeting.
Right.
They're not showing themselves on their best behavior.
If you're not going to put your best foot forward moment one, what's it going to be like in a year?
Exactly. It's going to get worse. Also, if they're late for you, they will probably be late with clients, you know, who won't have as much tolerance as you do. So it's usually a bad sign. I mean, there's always, you know, on the flip side, okay, maybe a train broke down. And
there could be a reason.
Right, that could be a reason. A train broke down.
And so what you're saying is, if they're late, you will let them in the room, but they're going to need to bring an explanation with them.
You have to have a very good explanation.
So they walk in and you say, well, okay, I'm glad you're here. Did you know that our meeting was to start 3 minutes ago? I mean, how much of a Nazi do I be? Did you notice that our meeting was to start 3 minutes ago?
Right.
And if they just look dumbfounded, or if they look, I cannot believe you're asking me that question, then what do you do?
Honestly,
you send them
I
home?
Might just cut off the meeting and might just say, you know what, we really need our people to come in and to take it seriously and to be on time. I mean, you know, why wait? Day, it
but it's just person. 3 minutes. It's just 3 minutes. I mean,
it's just 3 minutes, but it's indicative.
It's indicative. It's a tell.
It's indicative. And, you know, today, I mean, with cell phone technology, I mean, everybody has exactly what time it really is. Like, you know, you can't just say, my watch is set differently than yours.
So it better be good, because it can't be that I had a late night or my alarm didn't go off or decide what to wear, or I was having a bad hair day. It can't be stuff like that.
Right. Also, I feel like, let's say the person's driving, I don't think the traffic excuse either.
No, I don't.
Because
I agree.
They should have factored that in.
That's exactly right. See, I'm so anal about stuff like that, Vicki. Even today, I mean, even if it was our 15th meeting, if you and I said we were going to meet somewhere, I'm going to be there 10 or 15 minutes early, and when you're not there, I'm wondering if I've gone to the wrong.
Exactly.
That's my life.
Right.
Because I can't stand the idea of not being on time.
I know. It sounds so trivial, but it's actually a glimpse
into
the person's attitude.
It's respect.
Right.
Is a lot of it, too. So when have you had this to happen? Someone to show up late for something like this? And if anything like this, you point it out to them, and they look at you like, seriously? You're busting me over this?
Right. They're going to look at you that way, absolutely.
Yeah.
But, you know, I still would say underground. it's a bad sign if somebody's late to their interview. Even 1 minute, it's a bad sign. And I would say you don't want that. Mm-hmm. And if the person has a headhunter, I think you would be doing that person a favor by telling the headhunter, you know what, she showed up 5 minutes. That's
right.
Not a person for me. You should tell her
right.
not to do that again.
Yep, yep, absolutely. All right, yeah. So what's the next one?
Well, the next on my little tip sheet is making a meek first impression, and that can mean many different things.
But the meek inherit the earth, Vicki, you know that.
They do. They inherit birth, but they may not.
But they don't get a job, though.
They may not get the job. You know what I meant is, let's say, a employer makes up their mind about somebody within a minute, maybe 2 minutes maximum.
They want to warm up quickly, don't they?
Right. It's got to be an immediate. So the first thing is, you know, having a very lame handshake, not good.
Oh,
also,
yeah. Even for ladies, right?
Even for ladies, I mean, you don't want to crush
right.
the person in your vice.
Yeah, I wrote a piece about that. You know, ladies, firm handshake. Guys, don't crush the lady's hand.
Yeah,
you know?
You don't want to crush the
respond
person.
Respond to pressure.
Right, but also I would say strong eye contact when you first meet the person.
Yep.
I think it's a nice idea to smile at the person.
Turn your cell phone off.
Oh, absolutely.
I know that's heresy, but turn it off.
Oh, you have to turn it off. Don't turn it on vibrate.
Leave it in your car. Leave it in your car.
Right. Don't turn it on vibrate. Just turn it off.
Don't take a call or a text while you're there.
Yeah.
Right?
Do not do that. Do not do that.
That's an absolute deal killer.
Yeah. Also, let's say you are in a creative field, right? I mean, making a bad first impression could also something, for example, let's say you forget to bring your portfolio
right.
to show the person, you know, or you forget your resume. Now, a lot of they might have your resume in
right.
advance, but you should still carry that with you.
Did I tell you about the young man who showed up for an interview with me? He had several days' notice. He showed up and he had not done any homework on us.
Right.
Let me tell you something. I've been online for almost 20 years. I've had a website and been content for almost 20 years. You can't find me. You didn't try.
Right.
And so he hadn't done anything. He didn't know
right.
what we did.
Right.
You know what I did? That interview lasted 90 seconds. I sent him home.
Right. Right. It's just unconscionable today to show up job interview without having done your homework on the place. And it's like, I always advocate that people should take a week, one whole week to do it. Because always find out more information
right.
about the person.
Hold on to that thought, Vicki. I got to take a quick break. Folks, you're not going to want to. You're not going to want to go anywhere. Wait till you hear these that Vicki's come up with. They're doozies. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasky, and Vicki Oliver is our guest.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.